Let's go to Brussels. Mairead McGuinness, European Commissioner for Financial Services, Financial Stability and Capital Markets Union is with us now. Mairead McGuinness, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you expecting from the British government today? What are you expecting their Foreign Secretary Liz Truss to do today?
Well, I think we're all a little bit confused as to what to expect, because there have been many twists and turns in the last week as to what might happen around the protocol. We've had some very extreme language. We've had some pullback. So there's been a lot of what we call spinning around what might happen. So rather than me try and predict, we will certainly look at what happens, or the words used today by Liz Truss. But certainly the build up to this has not been pleasant at all. I think there is now a difficulty in the relationships, which was strained in any event because of the lack of progress. But having said all of that, there is political will here in the European Union, in the Commission, to resolve the outstanding issues around the implementation of the protocol. But we can't do that sitting at the table on our own. And indeed, the British government can't do it on its own in the House of Commons. We have to do it together. And I think that's something that isn't fully understood, that any threats or veiled threats or, you know, unilateral action does very little to actually unlock the potential of the protocol for people and businesses in Northern Ireland. And the message yesterday to Boris Johnson from the vast majority of elected members of the new Assembly, which tragically is not sitting, is that they want the issues resolved. They don't want unilateral action. They don't want to see further destabilisation in the relationships so important now with the horrible war in Ukraine between the EU and the UK. So political will is what's required. I hope that today we will see some semblance of that, not some very hard unilateral action, which may not take impact for months, which then results in stalemate, not least in Northern Ireland, which I think for the people who voted in Northern Ireland must be frustrating that they don't have a government speaking about the issues that are important to them.
The British government, including the Foreign Secretary, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland and indeed their Prime Minister, have all refused to rule out legislating to override the protocol, to take unilateral action. And they may signal that intent again today in the House of Commons. How will the EU respond if they do that?
Well, look, I think we've tried to remain very calm because there's a lot of pressures globally at the moment. This is one issue that is on our table, which needs to be resolved. And when it is, when the potential of the protocol is fully unlocked in Northern Ireland, there will be tremendous benefits. Already you can see that. So we will be very measured. Clearly, we have to listen to what's being said. But if it is a very harsh statement, if it is a very immediate action, then we will have to look and see how we will respond. But you're not going
will,
to
how
see...
How will the EU respond?
Well, there won't be a knee-jerk reaction. I think in all of this process, which has been lengthy and where there has been some testing of patience, we've held our patience because we see the need for negotiation and compromise, because that's what the European Union fundamentally is and does very, very well. And despite provocations, we have to maintain that level of engagement. And Maroš Šefčovič, my colleague who has, you know, been to Northern Ireland, listens all the time to the voices who want solutions to problems, is working in that vein, despite what has happened in the last few days. But you know, there have been a lot of concern expressed by the manner in which the British government are dealing with the European Union and their, if you like, their inability to find a way forward around the table, because we put forward a lot of proposals in October. In February, there was a hope of a roadmap to get there, and there hasn't been engagement, and you cannot negotiate without engagement.
Maroš Šefčovič, that's the man charged by the European Commission as the main negotiator with Britain on Brexit. Will member states give Maroš Šefčovič a new mandate?
Well, we have a mandate. I mean, this is almost like going back to the referendum on Brexit 2016. The truth is that what emerged in relation to Northern Ireland was not given due consideration around the time of the referendum. But of course, the Irish government, the European Union, with the UK, identified the unique situation in Northern Ireland and solved it through the protocol, which was agreed, signed up to by the British government, and indeed went through Parliament without any problems.
Yes, Commissioner, but that was then and this is now.
This is now the same issues arise. So the idea that you would tear up what is on the table today and start from scratch. It makes no sense because it is a delaying tactic. Really, what we need now is engagement on the issues. And at no point has anyone in the Commission, in particular Maroš Šefčovič, said take it or leave it. Rather, he has said these are our proposals. Please talk to us. Tell us where there might be other problems. We can solve this with political will. We won't solve it with unilateral action. And it's curious to understand how the British government can see unilateral action legislation in the House of Commons solving these problems. It actually makes them worse. And I hope that today that's recognised. It's been quite hard to read the tea leaves in the last maybe 48 hours.
Yes.
Because while some are still talking up, strong rhetoric, even the Prime Minister himself in his article in the newspaper over the weekend was softening that. And yet others are coming behind the scenes and toughening it up again. So we have to be very measured. I mean, if we reacted to every word that is said, then this would be a much more difficult, intractable situation.
Okay.
We're not going to do that. We're going to remain calm and focused on solving the problems.
If the legislation on protocol becomes law, which is what Geoffrey Donaldson, the leader of the DUP, wants, he says he wants actions, not words, will there be trade measures by the EU in response?
Well, look, I've heard what has been said about actions and words, and we know there are words, and now we equally want actions because we want solutions. We are not going to start talking up trade wars. I mean, the potential, if this is not resolved around the table, could lead to that. But nobody in this morning is saying to me, this is where we need to go next. Although there is a recognition that we have been working on this issue for some time, and every time we come forward with very genuine and good proposals, they are pocketed, they are not discussed, and they are not, if you like, contributing to finding solutions to problems. We are, if you like, entirely focused on that.
On the response, Geoffrey Donaldson says he doesn't believe that the EU will retaliate with a trade war, especially now with war in Ukraine. He doesn't believe that threat is real. Is he right?
Well, first of all, retaliation and threats are not words we use, frankly, because you're quite right, and I agree very much with Geoffrey Donaldson on this point. The world is in chaos because of a horrible war in Ukraine, and that's where the UK, EU, the allies need to work closely together, and we are working closely together. But the idea that because of the circumstances we have now, that the European Union will do nothing if nothing happens, in other words, that we will just sit on our hands and let this impasse persist, that's not kind or helpful to the people in Northern Ireland. It doesn't help the relationships between the EU and the UK on this particular point at a stage where we need to be very strong. We have not reset the relationships since
Brexit, and
that's necessary.
Apologies, Commissioner. Do trade measures then remain a possibility on the part of the European Commission?
Well, we don't have a list here of what we will do if. But what we are saying very clearly is we are ready to negotiate. We've been ready for months and months and months, and we hope the UK will come to the table, not with a piece of legislation that they will put on the table and say, unless you do what we say, this is what will happen. Unilateral action or threats are not acceptable. And of course, you ask a very clear question. There will have to be a strong reaction if we get to that point in the discussions where we're not actually speaking to one another as equals across a table, and where one party, the UK and the UK government, decide to do something which is really out of kilter with how we should work as neighbours and, as they say, friends and partners.
Almost 8:30, and we'll get to news headlines shortly. Boris Johnson and Geoffrey Donaldson both point out that the protocol doesn't have the consent of unionists. Is that sustainable?
Well, I think that's a very big statement. I think what the protocol has the consent of are business people who, frankly, are probably frustrated with the politics but want to do the business. And they're doing business.
But, Commissioner, to address the point they made about the consent of unionists.
We can find a way to resolve the issues. We understand them because Maroš Šefčovič has listened to all communities. And there is a solution to this. But the solution is not for one side to say, this is it. Take it or leave it. We've never used that language, but that's what we are concerned about might come from the UK side.
Is it sustainable to persist with the protocol without the consent of unionists?
Well, look, Brexit is the reason why we have a protocol. We would not be having this conversation if Brexit didn't happen. And the need to resolve, to square that difficult circle around Northern Ireland with positive benefits for Northern Ireland and its economy. And you have to take account of the sensitivities of the unionist community, and we are very alert to those. But that doesn't mean that you entirely go with what they want. What about the reaction to others in Northern Ireland? And I'm thinking of the middle ground here. Look what the Alliance Party have managed to do, and others. You've just spoken to the Sinn Féin leader, potentially in the Assembly, the First Minister. I mean, you have to get balance here. We're in this business to find a balanced solution to unlock the potential to re-establish good relationships as they need to be between the European Union and the United Kingdom to deal with many, many big global challenges.
European Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.